Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. What we're going to get into today is the issue of age and the presidency. Or, of course, Joe Biden is too old to be president. I mean, is there any question? You may have seen, there's kind of an unintentionally amusing article in The Atlantic that's gotten a lot of discussion lately. Now, it's about the age issue and Joe Biden, who will turn 80 this November. The author is a journalist named Mark Leibovich, spent a long time writing for the New York Times, well-known journalist. And he begins the piece this way, and I'm going to read from it. Quote, "Let me put this bluntly. Joe Biden should not run for re-election in 2024. He is too old," end quote. Okay. Leibovich said he had recently spoken with 10, quote, official and unofficial advisors to the Biden administration. They have spent time around the president, and they say he's holding up well. He's doing well, despite all the terrible things that are happening in the country and in the world. So Joe Biden seems to be doing pretty good. But then Leibovich added, quote, "Here's another recurring theme I keep hearing, notably from people predisposed to liking the president. Quote, he just seems old." Well, of course he does. These are people, you know, Leibovich takes pains to point out, who are not trying to get the president. They're not opposed to president. They actually like the president, but they still say he seems old. So you should file that under the least surprising news in the world. Anybody who's seen a video of Joe Biden at presidential functions would say the same thing. Now, but here's the amusing part. Leibovich felt a little uncomfortable saying this out loud because it might appear to support attacks on Biden from the right. Quote, "It all feels impolite to point this out. Disrespectful, ageist, and taboo, especially given the gross Republican smears about Biden being a doddering and demented old puppet. No one wants to perpetuate this garbage." Okay. He feels a little guilty, a little hesitant to come say that Biden seems really old because Republicans have attacked Biden on the basis of age. But there are still these concerns. So Leibovich wrote that Biden, quote, "will sometimes mangle sentences, blank on names, get tortured by teleprompters, lose his train of thought, or not make sense, which is not so abnormal for someone his age." Okay. You should ask whether someone his age should be president. But those concerns, this is Leibovich writing again, they received a boost when the New York Times published a story in which dozens of Democratic officials around the country, not Republicans, Democrats around the country, quote, expressed deep concern about the elderly state of the president. To see so many members of the president's own party express doubt about his capabilities was, quote, rather jarring. That's what Mark Leibovich said. Rather jarring to see so many Democrats, again, not Republicans who are attacking Biden for political reasons, but Democrats who support the president and want him to do well, expressing doubt about his capabilities because of his age. Now, maybe because of this discomfort in discussing this, Leibovich pointed out that Biden is in good health for a man his age. Yeah, he has some of the standard, quote, old guy ailments, but nothing really serious, takes care of himself, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, gets lots of exercise. Quote, he looks great for a guy his age. That's what Leibovich said. And then, Biden is fit to faithfully execute his duties, according to the White House physician in his most recent health summary. Okay, so then Leibovich, he's getting around to this question. The question is, should he? The answer, sure, for now, but not a day after January 20th, 2025. So there it is. He looks great for his age. He just has some of the standard old guy ailments, but he's fit to faithfully execute his duties. And should he keep doing? Of course he should, for now, but not a day after January 20th, 2025, which is, of course, inauguration day for the next president. So the verdict from The Atlantic is in. Yes, Joe Biden is old. And yes, people who work with him, as well as many others, are concerned about his age. But Biden is absolutely fit. He is not too old to be president. Until noon on January 20th, 2025. And at that moment, Joe Biden will become too old to be president. Okay, so this is obviously part of a concern and an agenda to gently convince Joe Biden not to run for re-election. Because, of course, we've discussed this before. If he runs for re-election, he'll be 82 years old, and he would serve until age 86, which is completely uncharted territory in American history. But he's fine now. He's absolutely great now. He's going to be great until noon on January 20th, 2025. Now, the possibility that the president is too old to be president right now is perhaps too troubling for some Democrats to contemplate. But of course, Joe Biden is too old to be president right at this very moment. That is something that was well known before the 2020 election. Joe Biden was born November 20th, 1942. We've known that for a long time. In April 2019, as the Democratic primary race began to shape up, I wrote an article that was headlined, "Face It, Biden and Bernie are too old to be president." There were concerns about it then. Of course, Bernie being Bernie Sanders, the only candidate in the Democratic race who was even older than Joe Biden. I mean, look, the point is not that some of the Republican attacks on Biden were true. Biden did not have dementia. Remember, there were people, Republicans, saying, oh, he's got dementia. He doesn't even know where he is. He was not disoriented. I mean, these were hit jobs on Joe Biden. Obviously, the people saying that he had dementia had not watched the 11 Democratic debates that Biden took part in. I mean, he got through all of them. He wasn't really very good, but then he wasn't very good 20 years ago either. So this idea that Biden has dementia, he doesn't even know where he is. He's kind of a doddering old fool. I mean, it just wasn't true. The point was that Biden was inexorably slowing down and was increasingly not up to the most demanding job in the world. So the premise of the Leibovich piece is that Biden is not too old now, but that he would be too old in a second term in which he would serve until 86. Now, the latter point, serving till 86, seems absolutely beyond dispute. But the concerns Democrats are expressing are concerns about Joe Biden right now. And remember, in this term, his first term, he will be president until he is 82. Now, in casual conversations that I've had last several months, I have asked some retired men who accomplished a lot in their careers. They were CEO of something. They were a high-ranking official. I asked them whether they would have been ready to take on the most challenging, taxing, exhausting job of their life at age 80. They laughed. They laughed at it. Of course not. No way. But that is the situation with the presidency right now. Not January 20th, 2025. Right now. Now, at this point, it is inevitable that somebody, listeners, people on Twitter, they always say this, now do Trump. You write about Biden, they say, now do Trump. Well, we will do Trump after this.
A Texas congressional race is further evidence of a massive shift of Latino voters to the Republicans. There's a surge of black Americans buying guns to protect themselves as crime rates soar, and Border Patrol agents will be punished for a whipping incident that never even happened. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I'm back. Said I was going to do Trump, Donald Trump, and the question of age, and I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But I did want to say, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying the podcast, maybe even learning from the podcast, it would be great, really, really great, if you could subscribe to the podcast. You can do it at iTunes, anywhere you get your podcast would be greatly, greatly appreciated. So, now do Trump. That's what they always say when I tweet something. Now do Trump. Look, if Donald Trump, the former president, were to be elected to a second term, he would take office in 2025 at the age of 78, the same age Joe Biden was when he became president in 2021. Trump would serve until age 82, the same age Joe Biden will serve until in his first term. So if serving between the ages of 78 and 82 is too old for Biden, and it is, wouldn't it be too old for Trump? And the answer is yes, it would. Now, I know you'll point this out. The Trump of today, now he just turned 76 recently, is much more vigorous appearing than Joe Biden. Have you watched his rallies? They go on and on and on. Very high energy level. If you watched the rally that he had at the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Nashville, goes on for an hour and a half. High energy performance, extended. He appears to be infinitely stronger and more energetic and more with it than Joe Biden does. Absolutely. But age is coming for us all. And that includes Donald Trump, just as it includes Joe Biden. Now, maybe Trump would be fine in the White House until age 82, and there would be no problems. Maybe he would, but maybe he wouldn't. It's a gamble. Trump's father, Fred Trump, lived until age 83, but showed signs of cognitive decline in his mid-80s. We know this, in part, because after Fred Trump's death, there was a huge fight over his will, and his dementia was a major point of contention. His dementia, the extent of it, and when it began, was a major point of fighting among the Trump siblings. The point is, the nation would be making a bet that Donald Trump would be healthy and sharp until age 82. Voters already made that bet with Biden, and now many are feeling quite nervous about it. Should they do it again? Some elections are seen as a sign of generational change. The handover of power in 1961 from Dwight Eisenhower, who was 70 years old. He was the oldest president at that point. The first president ever to reach the age of 70 in office was thought to be really, really ancient. The handover of power from the 70-year-old Eisenhower to the 43-year-old John F. Kennedy. That was one of those times of generational change. Now we have a president soon to be in his 80s. By the way, with congressional leadership over 80, voters might see 2024 as one of those times of generational change. Now, Democrats might be stuck with Joe Biden. They really wish someone would run and that Biden would gracefully step aside, but they might be stuck with him if he insists on running again, and there are signs that he is quite determined to do it. So Democrats might be stuck with Joe Biden, but Republicans will have a field of candidates in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s, in the sweet spot of age for people to run and serve as president. They would all be eminently able and ready to serve. So that's what I wanted to talk about, the issue of Joe Biden's age, which was always there right in front of us, has finally become a topic of conversation in major media outlets. And it's going to continue to be, because we talk about 2022 a lot, but 2024 is coming, and there's got to be a decision about whether the president will run again and who will run against him. So that's what we wanted to talk about. Thanks for listening. Always appreciate it when you can listen, and hope you can join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.